CAL FIRE reports that the Mendocino Complex fires, comprised of the River and Ranch fires, has now grown to over 273,664 acres and is 30% contained. This makes the wildfire the second largest fire in California's history, just under the Thomas Fire, which happened last December in 2017. Two deaths were reported, but there have been no reported civilian or firefighter injuries in the Mendocino complex. However, the fires have destroyed 75 residences and 68 other structures, and damaged 12 residences and 14 other structures. Over 9,000 structures remain threatened. Officials expect full containment by August 15th, but both fires, according to the latest CAL FIRE incident report, have slightly different fire activity. The river fire had limited movement overnight, and a burnout operation was conducted on the northern portion of the fire, which ultimately improved containment. Firefighters plan to look at burning out and tying in containment lines for the river fire today. The ranch fire grew in both the north and southeastern directions, and it's further threatened communities. Rough terrain on the northern quarter of the ranch fire has made it challenging to access the fire directly. Crews will be on the ground in communities threatened by the fire to provide structure protection. Those areas, according to the incident report, include State Route 20, Old Lake County State Route, Blue Lakes, and areas northeast of Ukiah. A full detailed list of evacuations and centers is on the incident report link at khsu.org. With increased containment on the river fire, CAL FIRE will mobilize other resources to help with the ranch fire. Unit Chief Shauna Jones with CAL FIRE stressed the importance of safety when it comes to navigating through the fire evacuation orders.
All of our number one priority is to make sure that you all get home safely in the most expeditious fashion, but it has to be in a coordinated manner.
Meanwhile, Lake County officials argue that they don't want people to think this is the new normal in California when it comes to wildfires, and that they're working with others to keep residents safe. Chairman of the Lake County Board of Supervisors, Jim Steele, spoke at the CAL FIRE update on Sunday night. He mentioned that this region in particular has had a lot of fire history, stemming from previous fires in 2014 and 2015.
We all know that the new normal is not going to be the normal of the future. The future is going to be safer because we know how to handle these things, and we're going to make a safer forest so that we don't make the mistakes of the past.
The cause of the Mendocino complex fires remains under investigation. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.